Well, didn't Eleanor go out with the Paul O'Connor?
Eleanor went out with Jim O'Connor and Paul O'Connor, and oh, I couldn't begin to name the boys that Eleanor went out with, but Mrs. O'Connor took a particular interest in her and liked her, loved her very much. And when she would go to a dance or anything with those boys, she would go down and stay with Mrs. O'Connor overnight. And of course, she always wore a dress of Winifred's if she could get out of the house without Winifred knowing it. And she'd always manage to get down to O'Connor's, minus a belt, or minus the flowers that went on the shoulder, or minus something that, or the dress would be too long for, and Mrs. O'Connor would always have to fix up the dress and get her a special belt, or turn the dress up and sew it for her, or practically sew her into the thing. She was the kind that didn't take too much care of her own clothes. And then she would come back, and Winifred and she would have quite a discussion about the dress, because she shouldn't have worn it, because Winifred had to take out the hem before she wore it again, or maybe have it cleaned before she wore it again. It was great times.
How did she pick Immaculate Heart?
Well, she went to the Immaculate Heart Nuns, the parochial school. Of course, she went to high school, too, to the Catholic high school, where they had all these other orders of nuns, too, and knew the other orders as well. But she was particularly fond of Sister St. Gertrude. And she was an Immaculate Heart nun. Whether she influenced her to go to the Immaculate Hearts or not, I don't know. But that was just her own choice. That was left entirely to her. Nobody urged her or suggested that she go to the Immaculate Heart. And of course, when she went into the Immaculate Heart novitiate, at the same time, Winifred was in Immaculata College. And Winifred used to always say, yes, they come out to see me in the play, or they come out to my graduation. And what do they see? There's Eleanor, a novice. So, all the attention, everything goes to Eleanor, the novice. I'm second fiddle all the time. I don't think Eleanor ever was sick of any type that was noticeable. I mean, that she remembered afterwards, maybe colds or sore throat or something like that. But I don't. Eleanor doesn't even have her tonsils out that I know, unless she's had them out since she went to Peru. Seems to me she's had them out since she went to Peru. But she never had appendicitis or...
Nobody in the family ever had...
What?
Appendicitis, did they?
Therese did. Therese had her appendix out. Therese had her tonsils out.
When was that? How old was she?
She was in high school.
She's the only one, isn't she?
I guess she is. I don't remember. But we were free of tonsillectomies and appendectomies, and all the rest of it, remarkably free for such a crowd.